A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran off to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and told them, "The Lord has been taken from the tomb. We do not know where they have put him." At that, Peter and the other disciple started out on their way toward the tomb. They were running side by side, but then the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He did not enter, but bent down to peer in. He saw the wrappings lying on the ground. Presently, Simon Peter came along behind him and entered the tomb. He observed the wrappings on the ground and saw the piece of cloth which had covered the head not lying with the wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the disciple who had arrived first at the tomb went in. He saw and believed. This is the Gospel of the Lord. I took down the old cardboard box. It contained all our family ornaments. Ornaments collected through the years, handcrafted ones mailed one Christmas from my aunt, two special glass ornaments from when I was a child given to me by my mom when I started my own family, the mailbox ornament that held my children's letters to Santa's elves, and many, many more, each filled with memories. Each ornament is wrapped in tissue or bits of old wrapping paper. And yet as I reached in and picked up each ornament, somehow I recognized each one before I unwrapped it. The memories were not only visual. Familiarity could be sensed through the wrappings. Years of knowing were in the touch as well as the memory. How did this happen? Through many years of unwrapping and love, the knowledge was there. Sitting in front of my old cardboard box, I had an epiphany, and it was not only about ornaments. It was about my relationship with Christ. This Christmas, Christ comes to us wrapped in swaddling clothes, the ultimate gift from our Heavenly Father, the gift of salvation. But it is not until he is unwrapped in the tomb that his gift is complete, the gift of the resurrection. Jesus' loved ones ran to the tomb when Mary Magdalene delivered her message. They ran to see only empty wrappings. But because of the depth of their love for Jesus, they could see through the wrappings. They didn't fully understand yet, but just as I knew what was under the tissue as I picked up each ornament, they knew that Jesus had prepared something special for them. In today's gospel, we are told, they believed. It's not always easy to believe. The state of the world, the injustice that still exists, wars, poverty, illness, disease, try to defeat our faith. How do we hold on? By unwrapping Christmas. By becoming so familiar with our Lord that we don't have to see to believe. That we can hold the wrappings and just know. Years of familiarity through prayer, through reading scripture, coming to know Jesus through study, all strengthen us in our faith. I often find myself doing for others takes up the majority of my day. But am I doing God's work by only doing service? What of my individual spiritual needs? That's why our Dominican life is so important. It reminds us to balance our service and our apostolate with prayer and study. Jesus sustains us, and unless we take time for ourselves and for Him, how will that familiarity grow? How will we recognize Him through the wrappings? So in this new year, take time to unwrap the gift of Christmas. The gift of the small baby, Emmanuel, Christ among us.